How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
All right, good evening and welcome aboard to a Calling All Sports, Sports Overnight America, kind of a hybrid edition on a Thursday into a Friday, December 22nd/23rd, 2022. Morty Terrell here on Sports Byline Broadcast, American Forces Radio Network. Later on, Sirius XM picks us up, Sirius 217 XM 203. And the Internet Digital App 967, which is on the Play-by-Play platform. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We're going to start in this opening little segment with the weather. Holy smokes, here in the Midwest, folks, you can't even imagine. I had a doctor's appointment today, a few appointments running around doing stuff for the show. And I'm telling you, the weirdest sensation in the world was, first of all, it felt like driving a refrigerator to the 8 miles I had to go. I mean, the heater worked, but I mean, it just didn't warm up. So I get to appointment number one. Then I go to appointment number two, and I got to go on I-35, which runs all the way from what? Top of Minnesota, Canada, Canadian border, all the way down to Texas. So I'm in the middle of it in beautiful tundra, frozen tundra, Iowa. So I'm on I-35 north and into a headwind, and it felt like the transmission on the vehicle had I couldn't go more than 40 miles an hour. I could floor it, and I wouldn't go. I'd go like 42 miles an hour. That's how strong the winds are. Wind chill factor, they're saying tonight, could hit 50 or 60 below. I just went out prior to the show to grab a few things, and I'm here to tell you it was frightening, absolutely frightening how cold it was. And the winds, it just cuts right through you. So I can't even imagine a football game being played. Right now my phone says it's minus 11, but the wind chill is 30, 40 below. As soon as the winds start kicking in, it's crazy. All right, coming up, we're going to get into the business of sports. TV Sports DirecTV made it official today. Looks like a $14 billion deal. Plus, we'll do some hockey. We'll do the NFL. We'll do the whole enchilada. We'll do the whole enchilada. Calling All Sports, my buddy from the East Coast, Brock Hines, will kick it off. First two segments coming up here on Sports Overnight America, Calling All Sports.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Well, my name is Marty Terrell. It is Marty Terrell. You can check it out. Twitter, I don't even do much Twitter. Go to Facebook, Marty Terrell, Calling All Sports, Sports Byline, Broadcast, Sports Byline USA is how you find us. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Lots to get to. Of course, Thursday Night Football tonight, we'll headline it, Jacksonville Jets. Keep an eye on that during Sports Overnight America. We'll have all the post-game reacts. And you can listen to the podcast of the show. MetLife tonight in the Meadowlands, Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, and the Jets. Must-win situation for both. Give it a 5-star. It's the only game on TV. But you know what? It's a game tonight where YouTube has just secured 7-year deal, $14 billion NFL. They don't get the bars and restaurants. I just glossed over this because it's kind of a breaking story. But you know, Thursday night, Amazon Prime. So a lot of America, unless you have Amazon Prime, you don't get to see the game. It's simple as that. But let's get him in here. Brock Hines. A lot of people know him because he's been on this syndicated show several times, but he was a legendary hockey voice of the University of Massachusetts hockey program from its inception way back in the early 90s. And lo and behold, he's now doing ESPN Plus, and he's nice enough to join us from toasty, warm New England compared to frozen Midwest. Brock, welcome aboard, pal. Thanks for coming back on the program. How are you?
Great to talk with you, Marty. I'm doing great. Appreciate you having me on.
It's really good. Brock, we'll get to the hockey stuff later. We can look at some NFL. We're going to cover. We got two long segments here, so this is a real treat. This is like a holiday gift, so... DirecTV, Brock, they've had it since day one, I think 94, something like that. But you just saw the news. YouTube's got it. 7 years, $14 billion. Crazy. We spoke off the air. I mean, this is where we're going, Brock. We're going to the internet. We're going to streaming. I almost would say DirecTV and Dish Network are going to be dinosaurs, much like cable TV is with all the cord cutting. So, convoluted question. Initial reaction to YouTube getting the NFL ticket. Let's get into the nuts and bolts of the whole TV, sports, and streaming spectrum, if you would. So let's go ahead. Take it away.
I think it's a good move, first of all, Marty. They're going to pay probably over $2 billion to $2.5 billion as opposed to DirecTV with $1.5 billion. I agree with you on the DirecTV Dish Network type of idea of them being dinosaurs. But remember, you and I are still in urban areas, and that's kind of what we see. There are still a lot of people. I mean, you'd be shocked how many the people that still don't have really good, solid internet. But we're getting there. And I'm told it's going to be in satellites in the next 5 to 10 years, the ability to get that. But you got to keep that in mind. Other initial reaction, you know, Marty, with NFL Sunday Ticket, and this is what we talked about, you alluded to off the air, I really wonder the appeal of this beyond the Jacksonville fan that lives in Bismarck or in Chicago. The people that really are watching NFL are either watching their local teams on their local affiliates or they're watching the Red Zone. NFL Red Zone, I just hear more chatter about that than anything, and that's distributed either by through your local cable companies, and DirecTV had its own Red Zone as well with Anthony Siciliano. Both him and Scott Hansen, who's on the cable arm, they work for NFL Network. And the Red Zone, Marty, it's for the people that have ADD and just want to watch 18 games at once and just be shuttled around. Your wife comes in the room and says, keep it on one channel, I'll sit and watch with you. I will, honey, it is on one channel. They're switching to 16 different games. It's awesome, but I just question, Marty, and I would ask you the same thing, is really how many people out there are tuned? I mean, if you get the Red Zone, if you get the Sunday Ticket package, Marty, are you really flipping between games or are you going to one game?
No, I agree with that. And Brock, it's in lockstep with the proliferation of legalized sports gambling. It just is. It's so available. DraftKings, FanDuel, MGM, Betfred. We could go on and on and on about that. Plus fantasy football. People used to say, well, I don't gamble. I play fantasy football. That's gambling. But that, I don't want to get on that. All I'm saying is this is in total lockstep with the partnerships they have with the gaming industry. And all I'm saying is now Fire Stick, Hulu, Roku, all these crazy things. I mean, you need a scorecard to keep up with how you get content and get television and streaming. I mean, I got Paramount Plus, Amazon Prime. These are all good write-offs for the job because you got to watch games and stuff like that. But, Brock, it's mind-numbing. And I can't think of people that are in their 70s and 80s. They're pulling their hair out. They just throw their hands up and walk away. So, again, convoluted question. But we're go. This is the trend. This is not gonna. I mean, the genie's out of the bottle. This is not gonna be. This is not gonna be something that's gonna turn around. I don't think. What do you think?
No, it's not. And keep in mind, Mario, we're two 60-something year olds talking to each other. Anybody who's half of our age is already tuned in to the internet and getting their content via the internet, whether it is through a smart TV, a Roku stick, a Fire Stick, plugged into the back of the TV. And if you're older than 65 or 70, you're listening to me and you're just scratching your head. If you're 30 years old, you know exactly what I'm talking about, 40 years old. And I have to tell you, Marty, what it's done for me on Thursday nights is if that game was on NFL Network, I'm probably going to watch 95% of those Thursday night games. If I hear there's a couple of dogs on Amazon Prime on Thursday night, I'm not going out of my way to switch three input buttons on my TV to jockey between that and a hockey and a basketball game. There's still a long way to go. It's complicated stuff, as you said. I wish you could say it's really easy. The bottom line, though, what you're also saying, too, no question that it's lockstep with the gambling and what is going on. And I mean, it's in Massachusetts where I am, it's going to be legalized. It's legalized now. It's going to be up and running at the brick and mortars in January and online and on your smartphone in March. And that's driving this. And as you said, it kills me sometimes when people say, I do fantasy. I don't gamble. Yeah, you do. You're making money. It's just, it's a different way. And so I just hope, I worry a little bit, Marty. I mean, my view of all this is I worry a little bit about, I just hope people can understand and appreciate sports for what it is. I mean, if people, you know, if they need to watch Seattle and Jacksonville and they live in Los Angeles and they got to put $10 on the game, I guess so be it. I can't stop them. Everything else is becoming legalized in this world. I'm not going to be naive, stick my head in the ground, but that's what's driving it. You hit it on the head. And that's why people are interested. There's only 17 games, 18 weeks. So that means they have a lot of time to do their fantasy. They can do it all week. They don't have to worry about 162 games of Major League Baseball, 82 games of NBA or NHL. The NFL is so ripe. You can't overpay for this package. You and I, if we tried to go into business to market the NFL, it is such an easy thing to do. It is such an appealing sport for many reasons that I just stated and you stated as well.
What's it going to mean with DirecTV extra innings, the college game plan, the ESPN college game plan? What's it going to mean for center ice, the NBA package? Are those all going to be up for bid now too, Brock? I mean, DirecTV is going to possibly take it in the shorts because we know the NFL is not only big brother, he's dad too. And whatever the NFL does, these other leagues, Adam Silver, you don't think he doesn't have Roger Goodell on speed dial? What does it mean now to these other three major sports leagues being MLB, NBA, and NHL? Leave college football out of it for a moment.
Okay. First of all, I'm going to bring it in, Marty, anyway, because I want to answer your question. College football and college basketball both are benefiting from ESPN and their app, ESPN Plus. It's $9.99 a month, $11.99 a month, but if you get it annually, it's $9.99. And anything that's not on linear TV for folks out there, anything that's not on the four major networks or ESPN or Fox Sports 1 is showing up basically on ESPN's app. So the football package, the college football package is gone. The basketball package, for all intents and purposes, it's gone. NHL Center Ice is gone. In Canada, there's still an NHL TV, but down here in the United States, you get it through ESPN. That's part of your monthly subscription, is every out-of-market NHL game is on the
ESPN
app.
Hey, Brock, I got to cut you off. We only got 30 seconds. I'm going to cut you off here. We're going to bring you right back. Don't go anywhere if we have to do the full hour. There's a lot to talk about. We got NFL football tonight. Keep it right here. Brock Hines staying locked and loaded, co-hosting on a Thursday into a Friday. Keep it right here.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409.
800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Right, back here on Calling All Sports, we're going to hold Hines for the whole show tonight. We got this is too much territory, and I want to get into some of the hockey stuff. Of course, he was doing the long time, I mean, almost three decades at UMass, and won the national championship in 2021. It was phenomenal. I want to get into some of that. So we got a lot, Brock. So I'm really taking advantage of your generosity. I hope you'll forgive me. But all right, so we're talking about the individual packages. I guess what I'm saying, Brock, is the bottom line, without getting too convoluted here. You know, I mean, we just gotta come to the idea that, you know, 90% of the people listening to us right now, Brock, are listening either on Alexa, yeah, some car radio, but it's the Sirius satellite app. It's American Forces Radio Network worldwide. I mean, tonight, 2 o'clock in the morning, we got servicemen and women over in Germany and Spain and France, Italy. They're listening to us. We get emails from these people. They're from Iowa. They're like, hey, man, I remember you from KXNO and Marty and Miller. It's amazing, Brock, but they're listening on their telephones or their laptops or their iPads. It's crazy. It's not where we're headed. It's where we are, and it's only going to get better and more refined, in my view. You share that view, Brock, or you want to take it another way?
No, I'm down the same road as you are. It's got to be more refined. Right now, it's just a big pot of stew, and they just got to sort of separate it out. So that's where we are, and like you said, I think it's only going to get better. So, you know, we hit the major sports packages, Marty. They're, I don't want to say they're going away, but they're being absorbed by some of these other platforms. As you said, you have Paramount Plus, Apple Plus gets the Friday night game of the week in Major League Baseball. Those are all eventually heading to those platforms and will be available to buy for a price to be announced. What you had me on for, one of the things was for the NFL package. They don't know how much it's going to be. DirecTV's price was an arm and two legs. Is YouTube going to be a lot less? We're going to find out. All we know, it's a 7-year deal, and it's going to be on YouTube primetime. Let's clear this up for some of your listeners. You don't have to get YouTube TV. That's the big rumor. You have to subscribe to that platform, which is in place of cable. It's on primetime, which means you can go to YouTube and purchase it like you would HBO, Showtime, Stars for a price to be announced.
All right, we're going to do this. We're going to do this again down the road, too. But YouTube has got the NFL DirecTV package. I had a lot of feedback yesterday, a lot of people wondering where it was going, and we speculated it would be YouTube, and they made it official today. All right, Brock, let's turn gears. I'm from Western Mass. You're from Western Massachusetts, about 99 miles away from Copley Square in Boston, resides where we're from originally. You're still out that way. How does the University of Massachusetts, Cowtown University, Cow Tipping University, yeah, Julius Irving back in the day, Rick Pitino, Mike Flanagan, Milt Morin, Johnny Orr, who was at Iowa State, Jack Lehman, yeah, they got a decorate, Jack Welch, business-wise, you know, Hollywood actors, you know, Natalie Cole. I mean, they got a great – how does the University of Massachusetts win a national championship in hockey? Brock, I almost couldn't believe it, and I was so proud of the fact that you and Donnie Morehouse did the games. I was streaming them. I was screaming them. It was phenomenal. How did the University of Massachusetts win the NCAA hockey championship? Frozen Four 2021. How did that happen?
Two things happened, Marty. You had a school that was committed to hockey when Ryan Bamford, the athletic director, was hired back in 2015. One of the first things he said at his news conference was he was ecstatic coming up from the South to come to the University of Massachusetts and have a school with his college hockey. It was the first thing he said, Marty, before college basketball or college football. I was shocked. Then he went out and got Greg Carvel from St. Lawrence, former assistant in Anaheim and Ottawa in the National Hockey League. Greg Carvel is a tremendous mind, great coach. You put those two together, he put himself with two great assistants, Jared DeMichael, who's now out at Michigan State, and Ben Barr, who's coaching up in the University of Maine, took the place of the late Red Gendron, a legend in himself, and he surrounded himself with great people and brought the players in you need, and he flipped it, Marty, in short order, just 4 or 5 years. They went to the Frozen Four. They went to the finals and lost in Buffalo in 18-19. And then 2 years later, they were there in the national championship game. And I argue it would have been a year later, but COVID canceled the whole thing.
It was crazy. How did he get the kid? How did he get Makar? How do you get a kid like Makar who's now lighting up the National Hockey League? Now you got his brother, and I think they're from Calgary. How did UMass get those kids? I mean, they would have been ticketed, in my view, for, you know, Northern Michigan, maybe a Big Ten school, maybe a higher profile Big East. I mean, how did they get those kids? And it's just phenomenal. And you know what? Yeah. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. The recruiting is going to keep getting better, Brock. It's almost hard to believe.
It does, and that's what teams like Boston University, Boston College, and if you want to equate it to basketball, teams like Duke, Kentucky, and all, once you get on that treadmill and start rolling and you start winning, it just continues to go, and it just recharges itself. It's great. How do they get Cale Makar? Actually, Greg Carville's biggest thing was keeping Cale Makar. Cale Makar was recruited by John Micheletto, the previous coach who was fired, and he committed. His family, a great family, you are correct. They're from Calgary. His dad, I got to know, Gary, one of the first people I texted when the Avs won the Cup, and he was very nice to respond back to me. He's an awesome guy, Cale and his whole family. So you get guys like that. Mario Ferraro, they were the two defensemen that led the charge. Mario Ferraro, when that was property of the San Jose Sharks. Then you keep rolling, Marty. As you said, you know, you're able to restock when, you know, good attracts good. It's as simple as that. And once they know that you have a coach that's committed to winning and has a winning pedigree, you're going to get the players that might have gone to other rival league schools. In this case, BC and BU are losing players to UMass. Just like any other basketball team, steals people from Duke and Kentucky if they're on the rise in that area, whether it's Wake Forest or somebody that's maybe a lesser team in the ACC. That's how it's done. It's not rocket science. It really isn't.
Was Calipari there basketball-wise, Final Four in 96 in the Meadowlands with Mississippi State, Syracuse, and Kentucky? That was huge, but UMass never cut down the nets. What's bigger still? There's three things. Dr. J, Julius Erving coming out of UMass, and, you know, the house that Julius built was Curry Hicks Cage. Mullen Center, Calipari, and now, the hockey national championship. Put those three in order real quick, and then we're going to get to the NFL.
I still think Calipari is still the biggest deal, because the people in Western Massachusetts and listening in New England or from New England, they still think that they can, and they still think they can get back to the big dance and go deep. They still thrive for that. There was a time when this was a hockey school, University of Massachusetts, and I'd argue it still is. You look at the attendance, and it still dwarfs basketball. But there is still a big underswell, Marty, a groundswell of people that just they're bandwagon people, Marty. I mean, you're from this area, and that's, we have a bunch of front runners in New England, but they are ready to jump on that bandwagon, and that bandwagon, I argue, would be bigger than hockey. And it would be promoted that way, too, because you know what the revenue-generating sport is. It's basketball. It's football. It's not hockey. But hockey still outdraws everybody on campus in interest. So that's how I see it. And then number two, boy, yep. Makar or Erving, it's got to be Erving. Makar, once he gets going and everything, we can talk maybe about that. But it's Erving second, Makar third.
That's interesting. Wow. And Makar, you know, he's part of a national championship. All right, hang in. You got time to just do a little NFL on the other side? If you don't, I understand. Do you have time?
No, let's talk some NFL after the break.
All right, beautiful. He's going to hang in. There's my man, Brock Hines. He's awesome, man. He really is. Doing ESPN Plus now. He's doing hockey up in the east, northeast. I caught Merrimack and Dartmouth does the women. He's into it, and he's a mensch. If you don't know what a mensch is, look it up and be one. If you don't know what a mensch is, I saw a billboard today. If you don't know what a mensch is, look it up and be one. And that's what my buddy Brock Hines is. And Just unbelievable. So we'll come back. I'm going to get Heinze's opinion on the Patriots, of course, you know, a little bit. I don't want to go all New England, but we got a game in the Meadowlands tonight. Jacksonville and the New York Jets, MetLife tonight. Amazon Prime will have it. So we will delve into that. Plus, we'll look at the weekend slate. Don't forget, Saturday is Sunday, and Sunday is Saturday this week. We got all the games on Saturday, and then we got a triple header on Christmas Day. We got 5 NBA games. I don't think there's any NHL on Christmas Day. I'm taking a little veiled swipe at my buddy Brock Hines. He's always giving me a hard time how hockey outdraws basketball, and he's right. I mean, he just is. And I do like the NHL. And we got Bruins Winnipeg tonight. So on Sports Overnight America, when they're breaking down, all the experts are breaking down Jacksonville and the Jets. There's another Jets, the Winnipeg Jets, taking on the Boston Bruins tonight in Beantown. So we look forward to that as well. And with the Celtics, what's going on? 3 in a row, swept by Orlando Friday, Sunday, and they got down 30-some-odd points before they rallied, fell short 117-112 last night to the Indiana Pacers. My God, I mean, that was just horrific. Red Auerbach rolling over in his grave. Coming back here, it is Sports Overnight America. I'm the Calling All Sports portion of the show, and we're heard worldwide on the American Forces Radio Network, plus Sirius 217 XM 203, and the Internet Sirius app 967 on the play-by-play platform. Coming right back across America and around the world at Sports Byline Broadcast.
Moments like watching my grandson steal second mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125-milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508, 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
All right, Lady Rider from Mark Knopfler and Dire Straits. Lady Rider. Now watch this, folks. Brock, what year was Lady Rider the song?
Don't do that to me, Marty. I can tell you when the first album came out in 1979, when you and I were over in Western Massachusetts, you know, Sultan's a Swing, things like that. But Lady Rider's a little too deep for my my limited pop knowledge.
I think it's in that 77, 78, circa 77, 78.
It was on the same album, so it's I can tell you it was 1979. It didn't crack the top 40. It peaked outside that, between 40 and 50. I know that, but it came out in the summer of 79. But Sultan the Swing was the song that carried that album, obviously.
Yeah, no question about it. But, folks, I sent Brock a text today. I said, call me, and he wrote back, Blondie, 1980. And I was driving in the middle of a major blizzard with winds howling 50 below zero, and I just laughed out loud. Folks, he's forgotten more about music than I'll ever know, and if I named a song, you'd accuse him of Googling it, but I'm telling you, he doesn't have to Google it. If I say a song and a hit, he'll know it off the top of his head. We don't need to test him, because I'm just telling you, he'll be right 99% of the time. All right, Brock, let's get into the NFL. Let's start with the Amazon Prime game tonight. Again, it'll break it down on Sports Overnight America when it's gone final. Some people will be listening to us. What will they have seen tonight at MetLife in the Meadowlands? Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, you know, a Clemson grad against a BYU guy. You know, weather looks like it's going to be okay for the most part. How you see in Jacksonville and the Jets? And it's a must win, really must win for the Jets, because New York had designs on having both the Jets and Giants in the postseason, and I don't think either of them are going to get in, to be honest with you. But how do you see this one real quick, Brock?
Yeah, I don't see either New York team getting in either. Just trending the wrong way. Jets, it's ironic, they've lost three of their last five. And if you look early on now, the look back, because people were saying both teams, the Giants and the Jets, were doing it with mirrors. The strength of schedule early on, the Jets had some easy ones, although they had a nice win against Miami back in October, and they beat Buffalo. So maybe I'm being a little hard on them. But they've fallen on hard times, whereas the Jags have won 4-6. And some of their victims, the Cowboys last weekend, that dramatic win. They won in Nashville. They lost to Detroit, but a lot of people have been teams have been doing that lately. They beat Baltimore, lost to Kansas City, and beat Vegas in that 4 out of 6. Trevor Lawrence has looked great. And Marty, right now, if you were talking about, coaches of the year, I would be looking in Florida. I'm sorry. I think the worst coach of the year resides in Florida, and I think maybe one of the best coaches this year, one of the best coaching stories, resides in Jacksonville, and maybe the worst in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, you can't get – are you talking Doug Peterson, coach of the year?
I'm talking right now, at least, if not coach of the year, but, man, I'll tell you, that team ends up 4-12, 4-13, I should say. It's not for him. He's good for two or three wins just for what he's done alone. I love what he's done with that team, and they love playing for him.
No, he's done a good job, and I don't disagree. Peterson's done a good job, and of course, he won the Super Bowl with the Eagles. You see where that got him fired within a couple of years. But what Dan Campbell's done with Detroit is just mind-boggling. Absolutely mind-boggling. But, all right, let's turn our attention to Saturday. Saturday is Sunday. Sunday is Saturday this week, flip-flop. Let's start in your backyard, Patriots-Bengals. I mean, Brock, I still can't believe it. I haven't really heard you have a take on the Vegas game. You can take a swipe at it if you want. That play will go down in history. I just think the Patriots are not going to be able to recover from that, and the whole season's going to get away. I think they're going to lose out and go 7-10. How do you see this one on Sunday? And you can take a hit at that last play on Sunday against the Raiders if you want. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have the same reaction, Marty, that probably anybody else does. Is how do you not know the score? Why would you do something like that? I'm not going to overanalyze it. It's just I think it goes to coaching, and I think Belichick and his staff, I think their expiration date has come, and you need to hear some different voices. You know, obviously did a great job with Brady for two decades. I got to see it here, but there's no excuse for that. How I see this game is I don't see it a lot differently than you do. I'm surprised The Bengals are not really a prohibitively thought to win this game as much, and staying away from the G word there, but I'm really surprised. There's still a lot of respect for the Patriots here. I frankly, it's just hard for me to envision them winning this weekend. And as you said, if they go 2-1 going out, that would be a major victory to finish the season. It's hard for me to envision that. I would agree with you. There's not a lot to say. Bengals after the 0-2 start, and they throw. Don't you hate when they throw all those stats out? Teams that are 0-2 are this and this going to the Super Bowl. Well, guess or you know, getting to the playoffs rather. Look what they've done since they started 0-2. They've played very, very well, and I don't see why they don't continue.
All right. Let's go through a couple of these real quick. Give me a hit on Giants, Vikings, and I got a take on the Lions at Carolina. You know, the Lions are on fire right now. They've passed every test. Big win this week over the Jets on the road, the way they won that game. Wouldn't it be just like Detroit, though, to build up all this mojo? They got a lot of good loving. Everybody's into Motown. Dan Campbell, coach of the year. And how about the Lions probably go to Charlotte and lay a big fat egg on Saturday afternoon? That'll be an early 1 o'clock East window game. Give me a quick hit on Giants at Minnesota, and then your take on Lions Panthers real quick.
Well, you know, with Giants Minnesota, you know, the Vikings, the problem they have is that they're the Atlanta Braves of the NFL. They run away with the division. You remember like the old Braves teams used to do, and then they would go one and done or play the regular season just kind of haphazard in September. The Vikings are the same way as the old Braves, and they don't have anything to really push them. So I give the Giants a chance, and I think if either team is trending better, I think the Giants have one last gasp before we bury them. This would be the weekend that they would do it. After the nice win against Washington. So that's my read on them. I just think that the Vikings, and frankly, they don't have a quarterback that's going to take them very far. Lions, Panthers, I think the same thing. I think the Panthers, like the Jags, are an up-and-coming team. And the thing is, with the Panthers, they have a worse record, but obviously they're in the weakest division in the NFL. They still have a chance in theory, mathematically, but by default, and I underline default, Tampa Bay is going to do it because Atlanta doesn't have the horses either. Everybody loves the Lions this weekend, Marty. Be careful. And it's the same with tonight's game, Jacksonville. Everybody I've talked to thinks the Jags are an easy win over the Jets. When you see that, it worries me. But Detroit, and I agree with you. I got the AFC guy maybe right, but certainly Dick Campbell, especially watching too what he went through last year with the tough losses. Did anybody go through tougher losses than he did? When Justin Tucker hits the crossbar and hits a 66-yard field goal in a game they should have won 17-16, they lost 19-17. I'm rooting for him as well in the NFC. I hope the Lions make it.
That's a good one. All right, real quick, Brock. Commanders, Niners, don't go there. Eagles, Cowboys, boy, a lot of people pumped up for that game. I am too. That is a huge spot. That has a playoff feel to it, and Dallas has got to get their house in order. They right now, and I agree with you on the Vikings being the Atlanta Braves. I love that analogy. I'll be using that again. But, boy, I tell you what, that Eagles-Cowboys is going to be a litmus test. I think the Cowboys win resoundingly because the Eagles don't need it. They don't need that game, and I think the Cowboys are going to answer the call at home. Give me a quick hit on that one real quick.
Yeah, I have a hard time with that, Marty, because you actually, if you remember, I covered this for you back at the old station. I went down to the vet and saw the Eagles and Cowboys, and I've never seen hatred between two teams as much as I've seen between those two. And I just find it hard to believe that the Eagles, although, like you said, they don't want to do anything stupid, get anybody injured, whatever. They already got somebody injured. I can't believe that they'd lay down for the Cowboys. Having said that, I'd even like your answer to this, is I think Minshew can do just as well in the position he's put in. I mean, I guess it's because I go back and watched him have decent success in Jacksonville, but the Cowboys being, I don't say prohibitively favored in this game, I don't know. The Eagles, again, it's Dallas. If it was anybody else, I think your analogy's spot on. I just find it hard to believe they would roll over for their arch nemesis.
All right, there's our NFL look ahead. Boy, this has been a treat, a full hour with my buddy Heinze. I can't let you go, though. I'm pumped up. I'm serious. I'm going to grab this one tonight. Winnipeg, the Jets taking on the Boston Bruins, who are arguably a great, great story, the best story right now in the NHL. Boston on the hardwood and in the ice. The Celtics still are going the wrong way. Bruins, Jets. Give me a quick hit on this one, and how good are the Bruins?
Bruins overachieving as usual. Every summer, Marty, I write this team off and say it's time to rebuild, and they bring back some key players, especially David Krejci. Good to have him back in the mix. David Pastrnak is just going nuts. 43 points, 31 games. Way ahead to second. Taylor Hall, actually, I believe, is second in scoring, which shows you what a good job that he's done. The interesting part is in goal, Marty, where this team, just to look ahead, Linus Ullmark has played two-thirds of the game. I covered Jeremy Swayman when Maine played against University of Massachusetts. I've always liked him. I think Ullmark probably is the better goaltender right now. And what about this in Winnipeg? What a great story they are. Only Canadian team in the West in the playoff picture. I think Edmonton actually has the last wild card spot. But they have former Bruin Rick Bowness. From back in our 90s, Marty, when we were in our 30s, Rick Bowness is still around. He was in Dallas last year. He's got another chance, in Winnipeg, and he's making good on it. And good for him. I'm a big fan, and I think it'll be a good game tonight. And Rick Bowness's return to Boston is a big deal tonight.
Brock, heartwarming to connect with you, not only off air, but certainly on air. You're a real talent. ESPN Plus, Brock Hines, almost three decades as the voice and face of UMass hockey. What an amazing career, and he's still young, and he's got a lot of tread left on his tire. Good. God bless you and your wife, Lori, Brock. Have a great holiday weekend, great Christmas. I'll be chatting with you. We'll do this again real soon. Thank you, pal.
Marty, appreciate you having me on. And you tell everybody before you break too about that Celtics road thing that you told me, because you're dead on correct. Don't forget about that too. Thanks for having me on. Have a good night.
All right. Good job. There's our buddy Brock Hines. We'll do that again. Trust me. Hockey East, the Frozen Four. We got so much to look forward to as we head towards Christmas and New Year's. And then, the NBA, the NHL, college hockey will pick up. We're going to be a place. This Darren Peck, Ron Barr, people like Dominic Jimenez, Daniel Ogden, all the folks out there, man, this network, COVID came along and they said, okay, well, we're going to do entertainment. We're going to still do our little niche sports and we're going to do entertainment and comedy. And it's just blown up. And the response has been flat out phenomenal. There's that word again. I like the word phenomenal, but it really has been good. Hey, a quick note to, my friends in Iowa, too. How about T.J. Otzelberger, the head coach at Iowa State? He has done a great job. Nojus Indrusaitis, 6'6", 175 out of Chicago's St. Rita High School, basketball phenom. He's coming to Iowa State, coming to Ames, Iowa, home of 50. Degrees below zero tonight. Hunker down, folks, wherever you are. Be safe. We're headed into a holiday weekend. I'll come back with some closing thoughts as we send you into Sports Overnight America across the country and around the world on Sirius XM, the American Forces Radio Network. I'm Marty Terrell. Keep it right here. We'll put a wrap on it on the other side, right here on Sports Byline Broadcast.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651.
That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
All right, talking about the sports down the home stretch to get into the two-minute drill. We got no timeouts left. We got 2 minutes to go. We just came out of a TV timeout, so we're going to pack a lot of information. We're going to put it across the goal line here within 2 minutes. I'll tell you what, there are days when you do the show and it's like getting back on a bicycle. Today, a gift from God, an old friend, Brock Hines, legendary broadcaster, a bicycle built for two. Man, did I enjoy this hour, and I hope you guys did too. Guys and gals across country and around the world, so blessed to get this second chance at life and a second chance at broadcasting with great people. I'm so, so utterly, genuinely grateful and full of gratitude. And to hook up with good friend Brock Hines, Google that name, baby. He's done some amazing. I think he won two Bob Monahan Awards. Bob Monahan was a legendary sports writer for the Boston Globe, did the prep, you know, did the college stuff over the years. Brock Hines, H-I-N-E-S, not the ketchup guy. I'm playing ketchup. He isn't, but Brock Hines, H-I-N-E-S, wonderful guy. And his late dad, Lenny Hines, and Marie and the whole family, just top shelf people. Deerfield Academy, too. We got some, the Smith boys out there. They follow us. Mike Smith, Casey Smith, a whole bunch of characters. Jim Smith, the dad, wonderful people out there in the hinterlands of Western New England, along the Connecticut River Valley, where for whence I came, and, of course, the Springfield, Massachusetts, and the Basketball Hall of Fame right down the road. And, of course, we are served by Bradley International Airport in Hartford. We've got a lot of listeners out there in that area. And I want to give a big shout-out. And Brock is quite the guy out there. All right, enjoy the game tonight. You got Jacksonville and the Jets. Look forward to that. Winnipeg, Jets, we got Jets all over the place, on the ice and in the icy Meadowlands, too. It'll be a little chilly out there tonight, so Thursday night, Amazon Prime. If you didn't hear it, YouTube has got the DirecTV Sunday NFL ticket, 7 years at $2 billion, total of about $14 billion. They don't get the bars and restaurants. That's to be determined. So thank you to Dominic Jimenez and the whole crew, Darren Peck. We may have Dukes of Hazzard. We may have football linebackers. We got a football Friday tomorrow. We're going to go wire to wire as we just cross the goal line. We spike it and send you into the night here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Enjoy your evening and morning across the country and around the world. I'm Marty Terrell. Good night. Good morning. Adios. 6-2 and even.